I want to get out ahead of this one. They're trying to Corbyn the Green Party. Green activists called Jews abominations and leaked WhatsApp chat. I want receipts. Campaign against anti-Semitism says views shared in group forum are straight out of Nazi Germany. All right, campaign against anti-Semitism. Let's see how Zionist you are. A British NGO established in August 2014 by members of the Anglo-Jewish community. One second. He led the UK Labour Party from 2015 to 2020. Okay. He nearly won in 17? Yeah, hold on. Elected leader of the UK Labour Party in September 12, 2015. Okay, okay. I'm just wondering. Critics have described this organization as being pro-Israel lobbyists. Wow, how surprising. Rose humming the Superman 1940s cartoon theme? Yeah, because it's a fucking bop. It's good as hell. The campaign against anti-Semitism's first demonstration was in 2014 against the Tricycle Theatre in London, which had cancelled its hosting of that November UK Jewish Film Festival due to the contemporaneous conflict in Gaza, unless the festival rejected funding from parties involved in the conflict, specifically a £1,400 sponsorship from the Israeli embassy, which the Tricycle Theatre offered to replace. In August 2018, the CAA organized a demonstration outside Labour Party's headquarters to protest against the handling of anti-Semitism in the Labour Party and to condemn the then-party leader Jeremy Corbyn. The org launched a change.org petition titled, Jeremy Corbyn is an anti-Semite and must go. It featured a Labour slogan modified to read, For the many, not the Jew, which was signed by over 30,000 in the 30th of August 2018. In November 2018, the CAA asked the Equality and Human Rights Commission to investigate the Labour Party. They launched a formal investigation. Following the referral to the EHRC by the CAA, the Jewish Labor Movement and the Labor Against Anti-Semitism LTD also made submissions in support of the referral. The investigation ultimately found the Labor Party had committed unlawful acts of discrimination against Jews under Jeremy Corbyn. Keir Starmer, leader of the Labor Party, responded to the findings when they were published in October 2020, saying at a press conference that it was a day of shame for the Labor Party. How interesting. Weird coincidence. Yeah, weird coincidence. So anyway, the same group that rallied to have Corbyn specifically ousted from the Labour Party for reasons that we now know are spurious and made up. Here they are saying that the Green Party is full of anti-Semites. How interesting. Green Party activists describe Jewish people as an abomination of this planet and anti-Semitic. Okay, hold on. Did Green Party activists describe Jewish people as a group as an abomination to this planet? Or were they referring to specific Jewish people who are also themselves abominations this planet, like, say, Netanyahu? Let's find out. Is this linked to a specific? This just links to the definition of anti-Semitism from the Telegraph. Okay. One member of the Greens for Palestine group, a left-wing faction in the Green Party, said Jews murder, bomb, and starve children. That is objectively correct. Another claimed the arson attack on four ambulances owned by a Jewish charity in Golders Green, North London, on Monday had been a false flag operation, suggesting it could have been carried out by Jewish people. Show me the logs. A Green Council candidate showed posts on social media making the same claim. The campaign against anti-Semitism said its lawyers were investigating the activist's remarks. It said views expressed in the Greens for Palestine group chat were straight out of Nazi Germany. Labor urged Zach Polanski, the Green Party leader, to take action against those involved. Saying the growing evidence of anti-Semitism that the party was deeply troubling. The conservative said the language was utterly appalling. Well, if the Tories and the Labour Party are against it, it must not be that bad. Hold on one second. I have a bunch of tabs open. I just want to close them so it's a little bit less visually confused up there. Close that. Close this. Nice. Notice how Jews isn't in quotation marks? Where? Oh, Jewish people is not in quotation marks in this quote. It's also not in quotation marks in this quote either. Yeah. How interesting. A brief document shared with Green activists last month had warned members not to post anti-Semitic comments online. In a call for self-moderation, Greens for Palestine told supporters not to take the bait and ask themselves what this would look like in the front page of a newspaper. It said, those who oppose us will be looking for the opportunity to say we are a bunch of unpleasant, vengeful anti-Semites, which is true. They will seek to bait us into making statements emotionally, smear us wherever they can, don't take the bait. It added, our cause is a righteous one, we are the good guys. That is true. Jewish groups have accused Green Party members of entryism, infiltrating an existing political party with the goal of influencing it from within. What? Greens for Palestine, a grassroots group founded 18 months ago, has forced through a motion that, if passed at the Green Spring Conference this weekend, would see the party treat Zionism as a form of racism. It objectively is. Jewish members said this would give the party the ability to expel them simply for engaging in their religious community. No. If you were a Zionist, maybe. But you can engage in your religious community without being Zionist. If your religious community is all Zionist, then, I don't know, find a new one. Tough. Their leader's Jewish, Lamal. They called Bernie Sanders an anti-Semite. self-hating Jew. Despite the call for supporters to post thoughtfully, the messages seen by the Telegraph showed members describing Jewish people as an abomination. Again, Jewish people isn't in quotes here, and questioning whether the Golders Green arson attack on four Jewish charity-owned ambulances were staged to blame Iran. NHS doctor, They were, discussing a video posted on X by Dr. Rameh Aladwan, an NHS doctor who was suspended last November over alleged anti-Semitic comments, prove it, a member defended her description of protesters in Golders Green as Jews rather than Zionists. They wrote, no, she is going to call out the people who have destroyed her and her family. They were Jews and we shouldn't be afraid to say it. They were Jewish supremacists. She is using the correct description. It's us who have been scared into using the word Zionist because of the fear of being labeled anti-Semites. Enough of being scared of hurting their feelings while they murder, bomb, and starve children. And I disagree with the framing here. You mean supremacists? Yeah, that's true. Well, the first Twitter handle I shared was Dr. Aldaman's tweet, and she described it as group of Jews, so an anti-colonial stance appears logically took issue with that. No, she is going to call out the people who have destroyed her and her family. They were Jews. We shouldn't be afraid to say it. They were Jewish supremacists. She was using the correct description. It's also been scared to use the word Zionist because the fear of being labeled anti-Semites. Enough of being scared of hurting their feelings while they murder, bomb, and starve children. Yeah, okay. I mean, definitionally, Zionists... or is still accurate, and Zionism is the ideology, but, you know, I don't really care. It's true. Right now, my litmus test is, would I think it's problematic if people said the same thing about Christians? Another member agreed, writing, yes, take back the narrative and the true meaning of the terms, particularly Zionism and Semite. First member responded, they are an abomination of this planet. In a separate exchange, an activist shared the link to the ambulance attack, which an Islamist militant group linked to Iran, and wrote, I saw somebody recently that said false flags were coming. False flag operation refers to an attack intended to look as though it was carried out by an opponent, say an attack group itself. Da, da, da. I don't know anything about the ambulance attack. Words matter. I agree. You should say Zionist. Definitionally, like, a ton of Jews are Zionists, but Zionism is the ideology you're attacking, and not all Zionists are Jewish. That being said, like, I guess I just don't care that much. I mean, it's sort of the equivalent of a bunch of Christian nationalists doing something bad, and then somebody's like, these are Christians that did this. We should acknowledge Christianity did this, which, I mean... I guess, yeah, that's also true. I don't really care that much, the world's ending. Yeah, I don't know anything about this, so I have no idea if it's a false flag or not. Like, how am I can't really, I can't really make any claims to that point. I thought you did care about saying it's not Jews, but Zionists. Well, yeah, Zionists, definitionally, that's the term. I guess the problem that I have is that a lot of people are assigning some kind of extra special status of condemnation to people who don't use that language as responsibly. I think you should say Zionist, and it's also always the more accurate term. There are non-Jewish Zionists, and there are Jewish non-Zionists. But people often play it pretty fast and loose when they talk about, like, Christians or white people, you know. Oh, you know, white people did this. White people burned down Tulsa. Technically, it was white supremacists. Yeah, but it was white people. Like, you know, I guess right now the my belief is that inaccurate or impartial language is basically being directly encouraged by Zionists. You know what I mean? Like, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, Zionist groups, they're the ones all insisting that Jewish and Zionist mean the same thing. And I don't think they do. But if you want to stop that conflation, you have to stop the Zionists, because they're the ones who are most insistent that there's not really a line between those two groups. Also, in terms of, like, in a purely utilitarian sense, right? Like, the advocacy for Zionism is literally, like, destroying the world right now. So you would have to meet, like, a really high bar of overt bigotry for me to say that it's worth, like, condemning the Green Party over, I guess. Do I think the Green Party as a whole has a problem with Jews? No, I don't. I just don't. I don't think that finding one message out of one group chat where one person used language that was technically accurate but, like, irresponsible is enough to condemn the entire Green Party. I don't believe that at all. I think it's ridiculous to say that. But I don't know nothing about the ambulances, so I can't really say that. Miss Olawuyan later shared news of the arrest of two men in connection with the attack and added, I can say with almost absolute certainty that the men arrested were white, probably even Jewish, because we all know for a fact that if it weren't, their names and pictures would be everywhere. Is that true? I don't think that's true. In the United Kingdom, don't they hide the information on people accused of crimes? Yeah, I don't think that's true. They don't publish that information broadly. It sounds like they're being a little bit conspiratorial. Not to say Israel doesn't do false flags, but they are being a bit conspiratorial. In other messages seen in the Discussing Anti-Semitism and Islamophobia group chat, activists criticized Green members arguing that against the Zionism is racism motion. Okay? All right, gotta zoom in for these ones. No version of Zionism allows for Palestinian rights to just be where they are and live as they've lived, free and fair for hundreds of years. That is true. Yeah, there's no version of liberal... Like, Zionism is about a Jewish ethno-state. Like, there's no version of... a Jewish ethno-state over Palestine that isn't in any way disruptive to the Palestinian. Like, there's no version of that. It's just factually true. So it hardly matters whether it is cultural or spiritual or political Zionism. It's still a home for the Jews that necessitates the expulsion, elimination, and rendering second and third class of Palestinians. Therefore, all Zionism is racist. Completely true. Objectively true. Yeah. Yes, agreed. I was thinking more specifically when arguments are brought forth about these specific types, we could better suggest that, hey, the founders of these forms are still racist. For example, the Wikipedia page had mentioned this founder wanted to form settlements to build culture, and they say that's a racist exclusionary policy. It's a political concept. How are the different forms of it? What Zionist group doesn't believe in the erasure of Palestinian land? Which is when I heard the book. Yeah, this is all completely true. I think cultural Zionism has just been invented by liberal Zionists when Zionism just wouldn't wash anymore. That's also true. Cultural Zionism really isn't a thing, dog. The modern Zionist movement is literally like just over a century old, and the state of Israel is less old than many of the people in government right now. The idea that like Zionism is this intrinsic part of the Jewish identity is absolutely not true. The history of Jews' presence in the Holy Land 100% is, but the idea that Judaism as a religion and culture is invalid unless you hold the Holy Land, that's just not, that's ridiculous. So what? So Judaism was invalid for like 3,000 years after the expulsion? They were Moses wandered in the desert and they fucked around for 3,000 years the whole time, like Jewish culture was fake or something, because they didn't, that doesn't make any sense. Also, Zionism was pretty unpopular with Jews only until after the Holocaust. Yeah, man, because they were European. The Jews were European. They were in Germany and Poland and shit. They were like, no, why the fuck would I want to go and live in the desert in the Middle East next to Arabs? Why would I want, I've been here my whole, it was like 1930. Why would, I live in Berlin, dude. I live in like the center of the world. Why would I want to go live in a dusty ass, like borderline tribal ancient Holy Land place? Why would they want to do that? Yeah, they were trying to escape the desert. Read the Old Testament or something. Jewish Greens have warned Zionism is a vague term that incorporates those who believe in cultural Zionism, which opposes the idea of a political state. However, one member of the pro-Palestine group wrote, I think cultural Zionism has just been invented by liberal Zionists when Zionism just wouldn't wash anymore. Yeah, true. A different member shared a screenshot of a Green supporter in a Facebook group, so they were worried the party would no longer be a party of peace and equality because of the rise of blatantly anti-Semitic members. Anti-Semitism is absolutely on the rise right now. I really hope that we're able to stop Israel so we can fucking end it. Like, the only reason anti-Semitism is getting to be more and more in vogue is because every single Western leader is committing suicide, national suicide, over its defense for Israel. Like, Israel is insanely unpopular, but every Western European government, except for Spain, is, like, falling over themselves to be servile, especially in Germany. Like, that. This is why. Democrats are like, J-Q but positive. A CIA spokesman said, no wonder this faction needs to call for moderation in public among its members because their views are straight out of Nazi Germany. The real question is whether the Green Party is going to do anything about people who believe Jews are an abomination. Even in this article, you know they're lying, man. They just straight up did not say Jews are an abomination. You are lying. They were talking about Jewish supremacist Zionists, who have, in my opinion, abominable views. So you can take from that what you want. They're lying even in the evidence presented. These are not honest people. These are the same fucking people who lied about Corbyn. This article seems like revenge for Nigel Farage's neo-Nazi cameo expose by The Guardian a few days back. His campaign against anti-Semitism group has been, like, insanely effective. They're civility-pilled as fuck. All Zionists are, unless they're speaking in Hebrew. All Zionists are civility-pilled as fuck until you hit translate from Hebrew and you uncover the lost page of Mein Kampf. Man, this is grim. Well, I really hope the Green Party doesn't fall for the bait. You know? Really, really nasty stuff. Polanski's a based boy. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, man. We've given so much fucking power to so-called Jewish activism groups, all of them, which have completely shifted towards being, like, militantly Hitlerite. And no one can even talk about it, because, like, the common cultural perception is still that Jews are, like, a super, super victimized population, when, like, obviously, in some contexts, they're subject to a lot of discrimination and hate crimes, but they're also, let's be real here, you know, just in a factual demographic sense, doing pretty well in the West, by and large. Doing quite well. And, you know, their pet ethno-state military project in the Middle East is also doing pretty good in terms of the public support they get in spite of the genocide and war crimes and so on. So, you know, I'm just not as sensitive about criticism, you know? Anti-Semitism is bad, so let's take out the biggest source of it in the world, Israel. I feel like a Jewish anti-Zionist hyper-progressive candidate could sweep in 2028. I mean, maybe find one. I mean, I guess there's Ossoff or Pritzker. I don't know. I don't really care if they're Jewish. They need to be anti-Zionist.